Hello, this is Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. Preliminary investigations into the rail accident in eastern India suggest a signalling error may have been to blame for the crash. The inquiry is looking into a theory that one of the two express trains was diverted onto a loop line where it smashed into a stationary goods train. Archana Shukla is at the crash site in Balasore.
Rescue operations have all concluded in the evening. What is happening now is clearing up of the tracks and maintenance workers, scores of them here, trying to clear up the wreckage, the debris, and get the train services started. This is the deadliest train crash that India has seen over many decades, and a lot of questions on how, despite the government spending millions of pounds on strengthening the signalling system and on railway safety, how a crash of this severity could happen in India. And those are the questions that the government would need to answer.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has named Mehmet Şimşek, a man known as a traditional economist, as his finance minister. Berza Şimşek from the BBC's Turkish service says the appointment could indicate a change in Mr. Erdogan's policy of keeping interest rates low despite high inflation.
This has been talked about for the past couple of days, but it is a surprise in the sense that it marks a departure from years of unorthodox economic policies under Erdogan. So it means that the new finance minister will probably make a U-turn from this policy because he is not as someone who is in favor of rising the interest rates, and he is actually highly regarded by investors.
The Ugandan president, Yoweri Museveni, has said 54 soldiers were killed in an attack by Somali al-Shabaab fighters late last month. It's believed to be the biggest loss of life in a single operation for the country's contingent serving with the African Union force in Somalia. Here's Julian Bedford.
The scale of the defeat suffered by the Ugandan contingent has finally been made clear. Last week, the president would only say that Ugandan troops had been adequately armed and had not performed as expected. On Saturday, he admitted that 54 soldiers had died before and during the retreat. American airstrikes were then called in to prevent al-Shabaab taking arms from the captured base. The embarrassment has only been partially reversed by the announcement that the position south of the Somali capital, Mogadishu, has now been recaptured.
Officials in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro say an explosion has destroyed a residential building, injuring at least 20 people, including 5 children. There are reports the explosion was caused by a missile, although the military has not confirmed this. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The Chinese defence minister will deliver a riposte to his US counterpart on the final day of the Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's biggest annual security conference. General Li Shangfu refused to hold direct talks with Lloyd Austin on the sidelines of the meeting and is expected to outline in his speech the threats to the region posed by Washington. Monica Miller reports.
The relationship between China and the U.S. is at its lowest point in decades. Both sides are deeply divided by everything, from trade to maritime disputes in the South China Sea. Secretary Austin's speech on Saturday stressed how alliances keep peace and prosperity, and conversation is crucial to avoid conflict in the region. But hours after his speech, a senior Chinese general said Washington was the destabilizing force in the Asia-Pacific region and warned against any conflict in Taiwan, a democratically run island that China sees as its own.
There's been another day of violent protests by left-wing activists in the German city of Leipzig. They're angered by the 5-year sentence given to a woman convicted of vigilante attacks on right-wing extremists. The Archpriest of St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican has carried out a penitential rite at the High Altar 2 days after a man stood on it naked to protest against the war in Ukraine. Canon law requires blessing with holy water after the desecration of a sacred place. On Thursday, the man, a Polish national, had climbed onto the altar with "Save Children of Ukraine" written on his back. A football match at the stadium of the Argentine league leaders River Plate in Buenos Aires has been abandoned after a fan fell to his death from the grandstand. The referee suspended play while police and firefighters cordoned the area off and subsequently abandoned the game. An investigation has been opened. BBC News.